This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Jason Burness is a great researcher. He takes over next segment. Right now we're taking calls from Carol in Florida, then Ken in Ohio. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi, Alex. This is Carol. I wanted to let you know I was looking into the Armed Services Blood Program, and it alarmed me because they had all through January they're having a military-wide blood drive, and I find that really, I don't think that's very good because of the spike proteins, and we know the troops all had to have the shot. And so I went on Armed Services Blood Program at health.no. And it says that they provide blood products for service members, veterans, and their families. And it also goes on to say that they work closely with civilian counterparts. Now, all of the blood from our military could potentially be given to people all through the United States and around the world.
Yeah, it's a lot worse than that. It's confirmed. They're now giving cows, pigs, and other animals the mRNA shots to infect their meat. It's a total takeover. Yes, you're definitely on target.
Okay, so Dr. Peter McCullough said that the blood product does contain the spike protein up to 4 months.
No, it does. And so the U.S. blood product is totally infested and contaminated. Switzerland is offering non-vaccinated blood versus vaccinated blood. They are taking people in places like Australia who don't take the poison shot or who won't take a blood transfusion. This is a total takeover.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate all you've done for everyone. And my son was coerced into getting the vaccine, and Dr. Zeb Zelenko's protocol, I believe, saved his life. Thank you, Alex.
Great news, Carol. Thank you. Ken in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes.
Reporting live from Columbus, where they've taken down all the Columbus statues. I just want to say, I'll get right to my main point, and that is monetizing band.video, and that is, I think you should monetize your greatest skill. And I see you with the conspiracy fact.info, so I'm definitely going to check that out. But if you were interested in, you know, getting, monetizing band.video, I think I have a simple strategy for doing so. And I think what you could do is you could remove that little 10-second ad that you have before many of your videos on band.video. So, like, say, for premium subscribers could sign up for, say, something like, you know, just like YouTube Premium. It's like $12 a month, and they remove the ads prior to the videos. So I'm thinking you do that for, you know, I know you want to keep your message free.
No, that's a good idea. We can also have a subscription side of it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, often you'll say something that by the end of the week I want to go back and I want to review it, but I don't remember exactly what day you said it on, so I bounce around, you know, a few different videos, but I hit that ad every time. So I'm saying, you know, you offer me the ability to say, you know, you could undercut YouTube at, say, like 10, 11, you know, $12. I would pay that because I'm on band.video as much as
So just like YouTube has YouTube Red, we should have band.video ad-free.
Yeah, band.video Red. Band.video Premium, Band.video Platinum, whatever you want to call it, you know, and I
think that's a great idea, brother. Stuff. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think, I would sign up, and I think that's the way to fund the InfoWar. You know, I think you're broadcasting, you are underappreciated as you're broadcasting in your journalism, and I see people, like, I don't even want to say the guy's name, but that interview you did recently, I think you did excellent on, and the idea that he wants to position himself as a journalist and somehow you're not, I think that's laughable. And I think you should completely own your journalistic integrity and the idea that someone wants to put themselves above you in a minute.
I don't care about any of that. I just want to beat the globalists. But I hear you. I appreciate your call, brother. Thank you. All right. Jason Burness is a great researcher, filmmaker. He's about to take over and cover the waterfront of big issues that are breaking now. And then in an hour from now, Owen Schroyer and the War Room. And then tomorrow, hashtag Alex was right. We want to promote that. We get everybody to tune in. We want to get all the listeners, all the guests that are coming on, to promote the show and get millions of new people to tune in and really expose the globalists. We're having big victories. The poison shots are being exposed. Damo's group is being exposed. We're actually winning right now. We should be very, very positive. Hashtag Alex was right.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I would like to invite all of you to now come into and take part in what I believe is the second civil rights movement, not only in this country, but around the world, because it is literally team humanity against a transhumanist predator class. And it was so hard for me to figure out what I wanted to start and lead with today, because so many things that were discussed, at least on the portion of the show that I watched, we could start, for instance, with the Albert Barella clip, where he's talking about the Internet of Bodies, essentially, and this new medical tyranny that makes sure what? Compliance. You will take your medication. In fact, we will be playing that clip. You just saw the absurdity of a man talking about feminism and women's rights in a beauty pageant. Well, I've got news for you. It's something we're going to have to hit. The transgender movement is a transhuman movement, and they want you to disassociate from biology. And if you dare to question it, you are a bigot. If you think I'm wrong about that, we've actually done a much longer piece. But I would suggest that you check out From Transgender to Transhuman, a manifesto on the freedom of form, where the very first paragraph is billions of sexes. Now, if you know anything about the people at the top, they don't really want billions of people, but billions of sexes, you bet. It tells you that there are not two sexes, and that when this birthing process is through, when they have their agenda pushed, okay, it will be like labeling somebody black or white in South African apartheid. And you could say, oh, well, that's just some kook, Jason. Who wrote that? The most powerful, rich, transgender person on the planet, Martine Rothblatt. This is indeed an agenda. It is out in the open. This person has started their own movement and religion called TerraSim. It's right here. You can go to their foundation. It's lovely. They're at the forefront of another type of transhumanism, because what's going on right now with the mRNA injections, the hate and lie shots that are being distributed, the multitude of these medications, okay, and what I would call DARPA-driven bioweapons that are being injected into everything at this point, that's one part of the experiment. And human xenotransplantation, where you're growing organs in pigs and distributing them, is another part of that experiment. They want you to merge with the machines while they take hold of humanity. Alex isn't, you know, blowing smoke up your bottom about that. Unzipped Genes, written by Rothblatt in 97, said they would take charge of the birthing process. These people are very out in the open about changing the genetics of the human species and bringing in a virtual environment. We're going to cover it all. And all of it is out in the open and being driven by the globalists. And when I say globalists, let me be really specific with everybody. The Davos crew, The United Nations and the World Health Organization are all down like a clown, Charlie Brown. And I almost started this broadcast like I started my broadcast earlier today with "When Silence Becomes Betrayal" from Martin Luther King. Now, I get it. That I Have a Dream stuff, great. There's a ton of great stuff out there via Martin Luther King Jr. But when silence becomes betrayal, he talks about conformity. He talks about a war on the poor class. Doesn't matter if you're white or black. He also talks about betraying himself and not speaking out enough. Well, if you were hip to what was going on initially during the COVID 1984 nightmare and you tried to keep your head down, you knew that you were betraying humanity. Step up now. Come into the fray. Because we got a ton of videos illustrating this. We're going to be talking about not only this virtual reality and this transgender movement that is 100% backed by these people, but we're going to talk about automation, okay? And really, I think wolves in sheep clothing, Trojan horses, all right? But just to illustrate why this is important, let's take a look. This is Rothblatt, and the wife of Rothblatt is actually a robot and an AI built for TerraSim. You can't make this stuff up. That is a reality. They're saying that this person is the richest CEO, woman CEO in the world, okay? Again, this is the absurdity you have to live under, and here we go. So promoting gender ideology under the World Health Organization, this is absolutely 100% out in the open push. It's part of their sustainability agenda, okay? This is the World Health Organization, gender and health, right here. And Biden has echoed all of these things, especially over at the Global Fund, where he said investing in this, you know, you thought Gates at Davos with a vaccine investment at a 20-to-1 return where he said, well, that's just about better than anything else out there. 31-to-1. Right? You remember when he was shaking around like, I think I'm going to shake someone here and they're going to put me in. He was introduced by Bill Gates at that thing. He could barely speak for the 5 minutes he did. He got like a standing ovation when he said 31-to-1 return. And then when he went off to the side, they pushed him back into the middle so he could take pictures with other puppets like Trudeau, Macron, the usual suspects, the worst of the worst. This is the agenda. And yes, he did speak about a haven in the United States for young misgendered people. You understand? They want your kids. They're openly promoting this. The WHO's Global Health for Peace Initiative. You see, it's health for peace and peace for health. And their logo, okay, is this thing. And they're incorporating the climate into it. That's why it's all the same agenda. It's all under global governance. We're going to get to the virtual part of that in a moment. So you have the mRNA agenda getting you ready and really beginning to change the genomics of the entire planet. You know, I have Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist at NASA currently, been there since the Apollo days, total Defense Department guy, saying that evolution is over. We're in charge of the evolution of everything. Everything. This guy has a crazy war document we're going to be going over as well. I constantly go to it because it needs to be gone over. Okay? So they want to take care of the climate, the genomes of the entire species of not only humanity, but of the planet. And you can see here, oh, there's bikes and windmills, and they got the nice little heart thing. Meanwhile, you know, I think I'm going to open with Musk on the other end of this, because talk about a Trojan horse. A guy like Musk actually prints up the hate and lie shots. Okay, all of this is Defense Department driven at the very heart of it. And he's the guy that what? That helps distribute CRISPR tech, mRNA tech. Tesla's not just a car company, as you're going to see when we get back from the break. Okay, I'm going to show you how Tesla is very involved in not only automating you out and getting you to accept human-like robots, okay, but take a look. They printed up the hate and lie shots. How else did this guy, okay, get so much wealthier during COVID? You know, it was on paper. He just lost $135 billion. When you're backed by the Defense Department in things like Tesla and SpaceX, you probably don't have to worry about it, especially because you're being erected as the current savior. Okay, so on the flip of this, I got a couple short clips of Musk at the Optimus launch. We're going to talk about over-promising, et cetera. But I want to leave people with this before the commercial break, especially since we have Alex Jones doing this marathon broadcast tomorrow. Where are the Twitter files on Alex Jones? Where are the Twitter files on InfoWars and the people that have worked there? They were obviously suppressed at times. There was obviously a decision to be made to deplatform Alex. Where's all that, Elon? Oh, we can't have that? There's so much more to these files, and I want a WikiLeaks-style dump. That's what we need. All right, and I need you guys to go to InfoWarsStore.com, support the broadcast, and get ready for tomorrow morning's epic 8 a.m. to midnight marathon show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma, sitting in the fourth hour. And before we go to this clip of Elon Musk introducing the Optimus bot and really over-promising and introducing a humanoid robot to get you accustomed to being automated out and interacting with AI and interacting, believe it or not, with the metaverse as well, because these entities are going to start to become more and more lifelike, and the programmable mind files, if you will, the software, are often going to be based on real people you knew. That's actually the plan. But before we go to that clip, I don't want to make this broadcast all about Elon Musk. You know, I've done that in the past. I've spent a whole hour on Musk. You can watch those. You can also read a piece that I did, Five Reasons Why Elon Musk Should Not Be Trusted. It's over at the rcreader.com. That's a local publication here that actually goes to print in this day and age of 2023. And at the top of band.video, where I have a channel, Reality Rants with Jason Burmis, I just did a spectacular, just awesome roundtable with Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance, James Corbett of the Corbett Report, Whitney Webb, who just put out One Nation Under Blackmail, and of course, Ryan Christian, The Last American Vagabond. So we went over a lot. We didn't play a lot of clips, but I definitely went over a lot of documentation. I almost feel like I talk too much, but there's so many things to talk about with Musk. And in that vein, before we get going, I want everybody to understand you're being psychologically manipulated, okay, in fifth generation warfare. They've got the hip billionaire up there, the Tony Stark-like figure in his cool leather jacket with a robot. Again, that's not even a robot. That's a display piece. Later on, they show you what they got. It does like this thing. We're not even going to get into that. Again, over-promising, under-delivering, and then you hear what he says, okay, after it gets wheeled away, and we're gonna do a little jump. It's not the cleanest video that I've ever had here, but again, you're given this savior-type person, and he's going to promise you the world, just like I've played clips of Walter Cronkite back in the day, showing you all these devices and saying, you know, you're going to have a 30-hour work week. There's going to be month-long vacations, all this automation. Everything's going to be great. What happened? Well, instead of one person going from their 40 or 40-plus hour work week and being able to have like a family of really four or five people easy. You know, might be stressing it with three to five kids, but in that five mark, you could probably make it. Have a house, have a couple cars on top of it, no problem. To both people working 40-plus hours, sometimes having part-time jobs on top of that and barely able to afford two children renting, not owning anything. That's how technology improved our standard of living in this country, believe it or not. Okay, so be very wary of Musk when he makes these open and very empty promises, in my opinion. So here we go. Let's start it off.
Optimus is designed to be an extremely capable robot, but made in very high volume, probably ultimately millions of units.
So he's telling you here, we're making a robot that's going to be in the millions of units, and he's going to promise it to you for under the price of a car. That part's true.
And it is expected to cost much less than a car.
Just bring
so,
it to the right here.
I would say probably less than $20,000 would be my guess.
And let me explain why that is important. And by the way, this is where it kind of like gets wheeled past them. They're coming in hot with this thing. I want to get to this part of the clip right here, because this is where it takes place. This is where you're promised everything, all right? Oh, just like the brain chip that he's pushing, the Neuralink, is going to solve all these problems This automation is going to change the entire economy, and if it's used in a benign sense, as we know everything is, especially technology, oh yes, it's been used so well to empower humanity and not enslave it in large factions. I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen. So just hear what he has to say here.
A lot of work to be done to refine Optimus and improve it, obviously, because it's just Optimus version 1. And that's really why we're holding this event, which is to convince some of the most talented people in the world, like you guys, to join Tesla and help make it a reality and bring it to fruition at scale such that it can help millions of people. And the potential, like I said, is really boggles the mind, because you have to say, like, what is an economy? An economy is sort of productive entities times their productivity, capita times productivity per capita. At the point at which there is not a limitation on capita, it's not clear what an economy even means at that point. An economy becomes quasi-infinite.
So what he's really talking about here, when he talks about a quasi-infinite economy, notice he never talked about it as a vehicle or an engine for an individual to have a higher standard of living or socially or economically climb, right? Which is what you want in a good economy. You want individuals to have property ownership and rights, okay, and good working conditions, all those. That's not even in the discussion. But on the other end of that, when you hear the Davos crowd talk about the new economies, they're not only pushing CBDCs, which we're going to talk about, okay, and really, they already have blockchain people out there. That's already a real thing. Davos has a whole thing on it, already running refugee camps on the blockchain via this type of digital cryptocurrency. Remember, SDRs, IMF, International Monetary Fund, well over a decade ago, started distributing money through special drawing rights or zeros and ones on a computer. Now, that's not blockchain technology, but it shows you where it's moving. And then the Davos crowd is going to try to sell you on what? Stakeholder capitalism. Oh, stakeholder capitalism is so benevolent. That's the reality of this thing. And they're going to say it's what? How well you behave, and then it gets into your carbon credit system. And by the way, you got an Apple device? Look it up. Apple's got a social credit score on you already. And now here's the big push, the big promise from Elon Muskernuts.
So what you know, taken to fruition in the hopefully benign scenario, this means a future of abundance, a future where there is no poverty, where people, you can have whatever you want.
You can have whatever you want. You can have whatever you want. No more poverty. Again, he even kind of shrugs into the benign sense. When has any of this stuff ever been used in the benign sense? Look, mRNA technology, in some cases, could be empowering humanity. What did the establishment use it for? Well, on the other side of this, I'm going to show you the Moderna CEO bragging about how their new mRNA shot is straight to the heart for after you have a stroke or a heart attack. And by the way, the only way we were able to produce this are from the profits from our only product, the Hate and Lies COVID 1984 shot. This is the Alex Jones Show. Marathon show starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central. Hey, catch me. I'm live at 7 a.m. Central, an hour before. Then you can go hardcore into the night. Infowarsstore.com is where you can financially support this broadcast. And
ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book. But I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. And one of the biggest reasons that I am focused on transhumanism, that I am focused on the Internet of Bodies and not so much the Internet of Things, the Internet of Things is over. It's in place. It's something I was talking about a decade plus ago as they were refining it and have now refined it. What we need to be discussing is this next step of automation and biomedical tyranny on a level most people think is just science fiction. But let me tell you right now, news stories are telling you otherwise. All right? Anybody can look this stuff up. Right now, this is about 3 weeks old, you're having social robot market exploding. What does that mean? All right? And that's just 2023 to 2035. So they're telling you it's taking off now. Well, other than the AI and the bots, and Spot the DARPA robot, and eventually, Optimus, if they have their way, they want that automated car in there, vehicles, all right?
so much automation and robotics. And what else are they bringing in? The genetic testing market. All right, that's going to surpass 28 billion within 5 years. These are the new markets because your biology is the market. That's how stakeholder capitalism works. That's how the Internet of Bodies works. That's how the Fourth Industrial Revolution works. And I honestly thought they would try to institute global governance as more of a solidified unit, but they've instituted their New World Order on so many levels. And now in westernized nations like Canada and Australia, in a manner most people could never believe. And don't worry, they're trying to bring it here. Aside from their absurd and ridiculous blockchain, okay, looking into CBDCs, which is dangerous enough, this right here tells you they're looking to build an economy out of your biology. We need to develop a genetic engineering technology and technique to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. And again and again and again, in their own papers, that's how they describe it. Okay? So what I want to do now is I want to play the Moderna CEO. Again, this is a company that had nothing going for it, no products, partners with the Defense Department. In 2013, I'm going to show you the documentation, and lo and behold, COVID-1984 saves them, and they laugh about it here as they tell you about the new injection that's going to help with heart attacks. You can't make this up.
As you said, cardiology, we have now in a clinic a super exciting program when we inject mRNA in people's heart after heart attack to grow back new blood vessels to help revascularize the heart. So it's a bit like science fiction medicine, but that is really exciting to me.
But the other side of this is that right now, Moderna, though it has this pipeline, has one commercial product, and that's the Spikevax. That's the actual COVID vaccination. So that's the irony of COVID, is it really has in some ways allowed you to go and develop these other areas because of the revenues that came through the door.
You're 100% right.
You're 100% right. Now imagine a world that you live in, okay? Just imagine it, you know, that it's not fiction, but you got to do some imagining because it's tough. It's tough to understand this, all right? Where Elon Musk prints up a bunch of mRNA shots through CureVac, okay? All right, through CureVac and Tesla, does that based on a spike protein, okay, from a virus that you just can't believe it, but the virus itself... I'm sorry, that's not what I was looking for. I believe it's right here. Yes. They find that Moderna has a patent in 2016 after they partner with the Defense Department that has a chunk of DNA, I believe it is a 12-sequence DNA nucleotide, identical to the virus. And the Defense Department has no reason to tell you the truth ever, okay? Ever, ever, ever. And they start the partnership, okay, for mRNA, what, to go after pandemics and engineered biological weapons, even in the case where the infectious agent or pathogen is unknown. This is their own press release. It's on their own website. Take a look, everybody. And then on top of that, so they partner in 2013. 2.5 years later, they patent a cancer drug, mRNA drug, because everybody knows at this point, okay, that these are drugs. They specifically tell you that they are not vaccines in any way, shape, or form at all, okay, at all. They're not the same thing. The idea of using mRNA drugs is quite different. These are synthetic compounds that can be designed and manufactured in just about 3 weeks based on what? The genetic coding that they're doing with CRISPR tech. And then they partner, okay, their strategic collaborators, AstraZeneca, Merck, Vertex, BARDA, DARPA, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Karolinska Institute, and Institute Pasteur. Now, amazingly, you had a man who won the Nobel Prize, okay, Luc Montagnier, who's now passed away,
saying, hey, there's actually HIV components in the virus. Now you've got what?
That weird sequence
that comes from a patent of Moderna after they get with the Defense Department, and it also has HIV in it. Nothing suspicious there. Nothing suspicious there. And then they try to sell you on the leak theory. On top of that, you think to yourself, well, wait a minute. If you're going to get injected with anything that resembles this virus, maybe you should be worried about HIV and autoimmune disorders. We talk a lot about the heart stuff, right? And that's coming out in public, and it's hilarious to the Moderna guy. They now have a heart medication. That's only been made possible by this whole thing, right? But you had Forbes articles. Forbes. In October of 2020, warning people of their risk of HIV infection from some of these. All right? And then what happened? That was in The Lancet. And then they said some of them induced false positive HIV test results. So am I allowed to ask why a biologically engineered virus, period, that has connections to the Defense Department and HIV, those same people get to inject you later through the Emergency Use Authorization Act and nobody can be sued? Well, it sounds reasonable, right? So you may mistake these two guys. So that's the Moderna guy. Okay, that's the Moderna guy. And by the way, I have him on camera being questioned about that association. I could play that as well, about that 12-sequence DNA nucleotide. He's like, oh, our experts are looking into it. It could have been a leak. And again, no leak. I don't believe a leak theory at all. I'm talking about engineered bioweapon that was what seeded on humanity. That's what happened. And then a ton of other things facilitate this, from false tests to telling you what, that the flu disappeared for the first time in humanity. I mean, you think that Jason, that couldn't have happened. Guys, WHO said it. NPR put out a thing. And when I say gone, I mean gone. I mean, think about this number. 2019-2020 flu season, 400,000 people were hospitalized. All right? As of February, including 22,000 deaths, by the way, 165 flu-related hospitalizations from October to February for 4 months. Not 165,000, which would be suspect enough because it would be more than half disappeared. 165. And by the way, 400,000, that's a round number. It's a round number. All right. When we come back, we're going to play Albert Barella talking about, with the Davos crowd, this new biomedical tyranny. You will comply with the medicine we give you. I'm going to be showing you other aspects of that biomedical tyranny via DARPA, the Defense Department. This is the real deal. We back everything we say up here with documentation, facts, and people quoting it. I'm so glad Alex is playing that Netanyahu clip, because Israel's on board. The Saudis are on board. The United States are on board. The Davos crowd is on board. And right now, they are currently trying to enslave humanity. Fight back. Join Alex Jones bright and early tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, for the mega broadcast going until midnight. We'll be back after.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. In the fourth hour, I want everybody to check this clip out because Ezra Levant of Rebel News, who I think is doing some excellent work, I'm so glad that him and his crew are over at Davos, referenced this clip, and we're actually going to take it even further than what the Pfizer CEO has to say here with compliance in this new Internet of Bodies world, this new transhumanist medical fascist techno nightmare.
It is basically a biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
Yeah, I'll bet you it's fascinating. The medicines they should take, they do. Compliance, that's what it's really about. And, you know, we talk about things they might want to inject in you in this future. I just want to show you some of the public technology because I'm going to be showing you a RAND brain-computer interface document that's going to take the technology of injecting you with materials that can be what? Manipulated through radio waves and magnetic waves, as well as something like this. This is the public stuff they're showing you right here. This is the magnetic slime. They're already manipulating it. They're showing you how they can bring it into your body, and it can basically go root out undesirables, take it out non-surgically, right? This is the public stuff. It is so much further than this. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at this.
All right, this is a publicly available document, I think, 2018 or 2019. We just scrolled down a little bit. Now, we've been talking a lot of DARPA because they like to partner with Big Pharma. But right here, okay, I'm going to read it verbatim. Another DARPA program, the Next Generation Non-Surgical Neurotechnology Program, involves a non-invasive system capable of reading from and writing to multiple points in the brain at once. Remember that whole right privilege of your genetics? Here you go. A natural extension from research that aims to read brain signals and send or implant information in the brain to brain, in the brain is brain to brain communication. With funding from the ARL, researchers at the University of Washington conducted a pilot study of non-invasive system that uses EEG to read basic brain signals, transmit them over the internet, and then transfer motor responses to a second user using transcranial magnetic stimulation. The signals represent very basic actions in the context of simple video game moves such as right or left. Nonetheless, especially given that these signals are transferred over the internet, the potential to send even basic thoughts across the internet inherently presents many opportunities and many risks concerning security and ethics. No kidding. They're doing it anyway. They're not worried about the ethics, I promise you. So let's see how far publicly DARPA already is. And what you're about to watch is really the gentleman that was kind of in charge of a lot of the aspects of Operation Warp Speed, the guy who was supposed to take pandemics off the table. Okay? And he is very happy about this technology.
Hello, I'm Colonel Matt Hepburn. I'm a program manager in the Biological Technologies Office at DARPA. I am an active duty Army infectious diseases physician and have specialized in addressing biological threats that can either be engineered or naturally occurring, such as Ebola or pandemic influenza.
Or exactly what we discussed with the partnership of what? Moderna and DARPA. Again, infectious diseases and biologically engineered organisms.
Today
here,
we're going.
Here is their biological chip solution to monitoring everything in your body.
To be talking about one of the technologies that I actively manage, a company called Profusa, which is aiming at achieving tissue-level continuous health monitoring through the SBIR program. We funded them to solve an incredible technical challenge that no one else had been previously able to solve. The key innovation that was presented to us is they said, why can't we make a chemical substance that's really identical to what's underneath the skin, what we call the subcutaneous tissue, so that your body doesn't recognize it as a foreign body response. It just incorporates itself into the tissue. And we have a lot of examples now where a sensor put right underneath the skin can sense things like oxygen and other chemicals that are very important to our metabolism. And
I mean, we're talking about the gamut, all right? So it can biologically read these things out, not for days or months, but years. I'm going to fast forward because I only got a few minutes left. And I want to play for you right now Rand, the same people behind that document, talking about the Internet of Bodies openly and what this kind of technology actually means, and especially if they incorporate it into the economy the way they want to do it and get rid of cash transactions. That's the end of individual freedom. That's the end, really, of us as a species as they try to usher us into a virtual nightmare as well.
In the 20th century, wireless technology integrated with the human body was nothing more than science fiction. But today, Wi-Fi connected devices like heart rate monitors and sleep trackers have become common parts of American life. How has bionic technology evolved so quickly from science fiction to reality? And what could this Internet of Bodies mean for our lives moving forward? RAND researchers are studying this phenomenon and what consumers and policymakers need to know as we veer into uncharted territory.
The Internet of Bodies, or IOB, is actually an ecosystem. It's a bunch of devices that are connected to the Internet that contain software and that either collect personal health data about you or can alter the body's function. We think of the Internet of Bodies as this collection of all these devices as well as all the data that the devices are gathering about you. And in healthcare, it's Internet of Bodies has been around for quite a while. With the advent of the internet, it makes a lot of sense to connect your pacemaker to the internet so that your doctor can be automatically notified if something weird happens, if there's an anomaly. It's natural in a lot of ways to want to understand more about your body, how it functions, how well it's doing.
We're going to stop it there. But she actually does warn people that there's really no laws on who collects the data or what they do with the data. You notice she talked about access to these devices, not only just reading them, but making them do things. All right, this is another aspect of that. And eventually, you know, really, they want you in this virtual world. So transhumanism, they want to use all this biological technology and the nice things they're doing to everybody to what? Use it so that they can live in these ooey-gooey flesh bodies for the most part forever. The technological fountain of youth. Well, you believe, as you merge with machines and all these different devices, that you can somehow upload your consciousness to the cloud. That's what Rothblatt's selling you on. That's what Kurzweil, who, by the way, is the head of Calico, the immortality division at Google. Again, you can't make that up. Absolutely there. Here they're talking about going from theory to practice, just like Musk wants to bring people in. Metaverse governance. Generating economic and societal value. And if you look at this map, it's very hard to see here. Global governance is right behind me, above my head now. But this one right here, global governance, part of their agenda. This is all the same thing. Sustainability, eco agenda, virtual agenda. You know, you talk about that NASA document. I'm just going to go to the one page. It's right here. This is in 2001. They said the bio-nano era starts for humankind in 2020. Injected billions of people with bio-nanotech. They did it. All right. And then they want to bring you into that virtual world. These demons like Klaus Nutschwab and the gang. They want to create a system where you're a blockchain person and they openly brag about it. They say they're going to help you at the refugee camp. Isn't that nice of them? Isn't that the best? The whole refugee camp that they run without physical money. You're in a tent. It takes your biometric information. Davos loves you guys. You'll be part of the World Food Program. They're going to save a bunch of money. They're going to get you work in the slave line. It's right here. This is the fourth industrial revolution that they have planned for you. Total track, trace, database, not only on the outside, which they've achieved in large part, but on the inside as well to push their predator class, anti-human, transhuman, new world order agenda. It is the Alex Jones Show. Now more than ever is the time to support InfoWars.com and Alex Jones. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a multitude of great products and tools. Get the DVDs, get the books, share them with others, and make sure you're tuning in tomorrow bright and early at 8 a.m. for their mega broadcast. If you want to come over to Red Voice Media, I'm live at 7, 1 hour before. Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.